Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is the Pella Police Department's Lieutenant Paul Hazy, here to discuss the first 2 weeks of the department's four-week traffic safety initiative.
All right, Lieutenant, so I appreciate your time here again. We're kind of making a habit of this meeting here. Luckily, it's on good terms. And really what it's about is the Pella Police Department's four-week traffic initiative, where you're focusing on safety. That's the short version of it. So we started week one with seatbelt violations. And maybe just quickly recap for people why you're focusing on seatbelts, not only in week one, but coming up next week in the fourth and final week.
Yeah, Justin, seatbelt safety is certainly a priority for the police department and overall traffic safety. And we felt that leading off with seatbelt awareness and making sure getting the message out that we're going to be doing this at traffic initiative, and then ending with the seatbelt, hopefully we'll see a decrease in the number of contacts we have throughout the 4 weeks. By that fourth week, hopefully we've educated a lot of people through the radio shows we've done and just through community contacts that the officers have made. And hopefully we decrease even the number of seatbelt contacts we had just in this four-week period.
And it really is because, as we've talked in other conversations about motorcycle safety and stuff like that, it increases your chances of survival. There's a reason that the seatbelt's there, and why I'm guessing, you know, as seatbelts have become more prevalent, now they're in every car, but, you know, when they were transitioned in the 70s, I'm sure that that's where we saw a huge decline in fatalities and in automobile wrecks.
Yeah, the seatbelt use greatly increases your chance of survival in a major accident, but it also just limits your chance of injury in slower speed accidents.
Very good. So now we're into week three, but week two, speed enforcement, which I'm sure is one that gets a big net of people to fall into. We wrap that up, and I think you have some statistics. First, let's remind everyone why you have posted speeds around town and how they're not just picked out of nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. The speeds that are selected for neighborhoods, residential areas, the roads entering and exiting Pella, all those speeds are decided upon for safety reasons, because there's other roads that intersect with them. There's driveways that lead out into those roads, pedestrian traffic in those areas, bike trails in some of those areas, where just a slower speed increases the safety of that traveled area. Well, we had a good week for speed enforcement this last week, where we had about 50 traffic contacts, 24 speed warnings, and 24 speed citations were issued during our speed enforcement initiative for last week. We had an overall of about 70 total traffic contacts. So, you know, our main focus is not the number. It's more on educating the community, educating the public on, you know, the areas where speed is most likely to occur. Those speed limits are posted for the overall safety of the community as they travel throughout town, and that's our number one focus here is to hopefully change that behavior, make people more aware, make them just pay that little bit more attention and slow down out there on those roadways.
All right, so you guys had a good amount of contact with people last week, and we saw some people who got citations hopefully learned their lesson. Now we're into week three, and what we're trying to, or I should say what you guys are trying to get out to people is pedestrian traffic, which is dear to me because I about get run over every day. And then K-turns, which I thought was an interesting thing that's not just for Pella, but it's a city ordinance as opposed to a state law. You want to touch on those a little bit?
Yeah, Justin. Pedestrian traffic, the downtown square area is kind of going to be our focus this week. And with pedestrian traffic, that's the crosswalks, not only at the center of each block, but also at the intersections that surround the downtown square, the downtown area as a whole. We have some other pedestrian crosswalks throughout the town that we'll also focus on this week. Specifically over by the pool, and a lot of the schools have pedestrian crosswalks. Obviously, we're on summer break still, but just if we can increase awareness around the downtown area and some of those other crosswalks, hopefully that'll just put that into people's mind and remind them that when school starts back up, also to pay attention around those pedestrian areas. The K-turns are also going to be a focus of this week. A K-turn is when you're in your lane and you cross the center line to park onto the left side of the road. Essentially,
Basically whipping half of a U-ey, right?
Yes, doing a half U-turn to park is a violation of city ordinance, and we're going to be focusing on educating the public of doing those. We see them pretty regularly, and just really trying to educate the community.
Okay, so two things. One, I loved what you said when we were previewing this whole four-week initiative, and I've actually adopted it because I, again, along with many other people who frequent the downtown area on foot, about get run over all the time, and it's the last people you would ever think would be the ones to run you over, the ones who almost do it. So you mentioned, let's just stop at all the crosswalks and just come to a stop. You're only going 25 miles an hour. You're probably not in a hurry anyway. And really, that's a great way to avoid not seeing someone.
Yeah, absolutely. If you stop at those crosswalks or slow down greatly as you approach those crosswalks, you're going to be able to see the people in the crosswalk. And that 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in the downtown area is important to get you slowed down, to keep people slowed down so that people can cross in those crosswalks safely. But absolutely, if you're paying attention and see someone in that crosswalk, it is a state law that you as the driver of that vehicle need to stop for that person wanting to cross in that crosswalk.
And as soon, because a lot of the times, I think, especially as we're located on Main Street, due to parking, sometimes you've got to edge out as a pedestrian and people don't see you right away, and then they kind of think, oh, I should just speed through. But really, once you see them, come to a stop as long as you're not in the middle of the crosswalk, correct?
Yes, it's the driver's responsibility to pay attention and watch for the pedestrians in that crosswalk and to stop for pedestrians entering that crosswalk. Obviously, we want to educate everybody with this traffic safety initiative, and educating the pedestrians and educating the drivers both to just be aware as to what you're doing. But it is the responsibility of the driver of that vehicle to stop for people in the crosswalk.
So as for these K-turns, I know there's people driving around going, well, who am I hurting by doing those K-turns? So obviously, Pella's not a place that just has random laws in general. What is the reason for not having K-turns be something that's acceptable here in town?
Yes, the K-turn is there to limit the crossing of that traffic. It's an easy area to see or to have traffic accidents where someone might be backing out of a spot and somebody whips that K-turn in behind them, that they don't see that vehicle making that. It's not a natural look point for somebody doing that K-turn. So it creates a danger in that aspect. Also, just crossing the center line anytime is always a dangerous situation. But if we can limit that by doing that to park, it certainly will cut down on the cross traffic of vehicles crossing paths with each other in the downtown area.
Very good. So we had seat belts week one. We had speed enforcement last week, and we got some numbers on that. This week, pedestrian and K-turns are going to be the emphasis, and the next week back to seat belts. So you're like I always say, you're the one that's in the thick of it every day, day in and day out, either for yourself or as a department. What have you guys noticed during this four-week initiative? Are people being very receptive? Are people liking the additional contact? Or what's been your experience so far halfway through?
As we are at the halfway point, I think it's been a successful initiative. As we see, really, ultimately, the goal is to have no contacts for negative traffic-related issues. Obviously, you'll never get to zero, but as we educate the community, as we educate the public with that just more visible enforcement and through the contacts of warnings and citations, we hope to see a decrease in traffic violations, but also just an increase in overall safety. The two really go hand in hand. As the enforcement increases, the safety increases, and as safety increases, the lower number of traffic accidents and traffic issues that we see will decrease also.
Thanks again to Lieutenant Paul Hazy of the Pella Police Department. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather meteorologist forecast is next.